Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you saw the news, the Dallas Morning News had more layoffs. The number I saw was 43. And some of the names that you would probably recognize from reading, you know, sports news, Brandon George, who it was weird being in the Star and not seeing Brandon here. He's covered the Cowboys for years for the Dallas Morning News. Eddie Sefko, who's been covering the Mavericks for, God, he's I know he was covering the Mavericks when they went to the finals the first time in 2006. Mm-hmm. So he's been here doing it a long time. I just saw Eddie this weekend. And then his last piece ran Monday, and he was already fired by then. Or let go, or whatever you want to say. And then one of our good buddies, mine and Ben, have known this guy, Chris Wagner, who's a film and music critic. I've known him for 20-something years. He is no longer with a gig. And then legendary photographs. Like the one I think everybody remembers is the mob scene when the Rangers won the pennant in 2010. Lou DeLuca took that picture. Lou has been around forever. So a lot of highly regarded, top-notch guys lost their gig. And it's like, you know, Ben, I know you do too. We get hit up all the time by young folks in college who want to get into the sports business. And those jobs are tougher and tougher to come by because media outlets are all outlets, whether it's digital media or radio like we are in or print media or all those things combined are continuing to slice it down.
Yeah, I mean, and that happens quite a bit. We get asked to sit down with somebody and help them, give them some insight and talk about this business and this industry. And man, the first thing I typically say is run.
Yeah, get out of here.
Just run as fast as you can.
Do you hate money?
If you want to chase this job, then you need to do it with a kind of a security blanket.
Right.
In other words, like another job.
Yeah.
Like a safer job. Like let this be like being in a band or something. This is your dream job. Chase this, but also go get an accounting degree or go get some sort of, you know what I really recommend to people? If you enjoy dealing with people, and a lot of people don't, just to have a sales background. Just learn sales and marketing.
Marketing, for
because
sure.
You will always be employable. There's right. always going to be companies that need salespeople. And so for me, because that skill is transferable over across multiple industries.
Mm-hmm.
But if my kids wanted to go into this business, I would try as hard as I could to steer them as far away from this as possible.
We have, it's one of our buddy's nephews, and he's at Baylor. And he's in a position where, because of what his dad does and what a smart kid he is, he could be coming out of Baylor in 2 years making six figures in the financial world as a 22-year-old. And he wants to do what we do. And actually, he wants to do what Stein does. He wants to write. And so I was talking to him about it, and I was like, you know, with mine and Ben, I was like, I didn't get a full-time radio job until I was, I think, 37 years old. So I was like, why don't you just do the money job for 5 years and then go do the thing you want to do after you build up some savings?
You don't have to go work at a radio station.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get your reps in with a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
There's no barriers to entry. You don't have to even interview for it.
Just build your thing up. And then, do you guys know what Katie Nolan used to do?
No.
I just saw this when she was on Kimmel the other night, or maybe she was on, I don't know what she was on. She was a bartender.
Huh.
She was just a bartender.
I'm sure she did great.
She was just a bartender talking sports, bro. And then someone gave her a podcast, and then now she's this giant entertainment commodity that's, I don't know if I want to be on ESPN or something else.
And Kavanaugh was a phone salesman.
Yeah, dude.
She went to a party with Wally Lynn.
You know, I think we're in a safe nook here. Who knows? Hell, we could be fired tomorrow, and our station could be a totally different format.
I heard you're going to be fired.
I probably am. But in terms of watching the media landscape change, you know, I used to sell television advertising, and over, you know, there used to be all these salespeople handling all these accounts, and then it became, okay, three salespeople handling way more accounts.
Right.
And you've seen what's happened to, you know, late night news ratings and things like that, how it's all just evolved and changed. And, you know, advertisers are trying to figure out how consumers are taking in their information. Mm-hmm. Like, where are they watching or listening or reading? What are they doing? And, it's been amazing to watch that transform. And for print writers, for the newspapers, that has been a blood reckoning.
It's been a bloodbath.
For a long time. And so where in local radio, I at least feel comfortable in this. You know, the local fan who wants to be super served from the teams that they love and follow, you can't get that nationally. On a nationally syndicated radio broadcast, I'm sorry, you just can't. First of all, the hosts have to be well-versed in every single team around the league, so they're just shallow. It's just a shallow amount of knowledge on every team as opposed to an in-depth amount on one team. You can't be everywhere at once.
Right.
And so my hopes is that we're at least in a safe place here with local radio, especially sports talk radio, because mm-hmm. there's not – you know, if you really crave information on a team or teams that you love, hopefully you're tuning in quite a bit.
Okay, so having said all that, KT, what are the 10 best jobs for 2019 according to U.S. News and World News Reported News?
Yeah, and they use this criteria based on salary, work-life balance, the stress level of the job, and then the growth and the future prospects. The top 10 jobs for 2019.
All IT.
Right? Here's what you need to go do if you're not happy with your job. Number nine, a four-way tie at number nine, by the way, guys.
Oh, wow.
A physician.
What?
So you might need to go get some school for that, probably, right?
Okay, everyone I know in that business is complaining about health insurance and not making as much money.
Absolutely, and also everyone I know in that industry is just killed with debt.
Mm-hmm. From medical school.
So much freaking debt from medical school.
A prosthodontist. Now, that is a person who works in the field of dental prosthetics.
Okay. Veneers and things like that?
Dentures, probably, okay. I guess. Yep, stuff like that.
Yep,
An oral surgeon.
Nice. Been looking for one of those.
Yeah. It's important that...
What?
Tactician.
Yeah. What are you saying?
Surgical with...
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Yep.
The maneuvers.
Because it's the scalpel.
A gynecologist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of an amateur gynecologist.
Like what?
What a stupid thing to say.
That is my... Hey, what a meathead.
I am offended
by
that.
Chuck your panties.
I was just reading that note card you handed me.
That is so 1970s. Let me throw it out there. Hey. God, that's a horrible joke. Number eight. The pediatrician.
All right. That is a racket.
That's what you drink when you're dehydrated?
No, okay, I'm sorry.
It's Pedialyte.
I'm sorry.
I was thinking. Never mind. Pediatrician is not.
Were you thinking a tennis player?
No. Never mind. I was thinking about animals. I was thinking about a veterinarian.
Kids are animals in a lot of ways.
Pediatrician is not a racket.
Yeah, what do you do if you're a pediatrician? Just sit around and mix juice all day?
Dude, it's tough, especially when you first have one kiddo. Like my parents had three. I have three. And this is so true. They said when, our oldest, their only child, before I came along, if he had a sniffle, there was a SWAT team in there. What's wrong? What's going on? Oh, my God. Get him to the pediatrician immediately.
Right.
And then I came around. They're like, I don't know. I think he's probably going to be okay. And then by the time Jonathan, our third brother, came along, his whole wall could collapse in his room. They're like, he's probably fine.
Yeah,
leave that spike in his head because...
It's like everybody is rushing their babies to the pediatrician nonstop early on. So they stay very busy.
Top 10 jobs, according to the U.S. News and World Report, number 7, the nurse practitioner.
Okay.
Tie for 5th, the nurse anesthesiast. Which you've seen, I mean, that's just doing lab work. What's the difference in
that? Is that anesthesia?
What's the difference in that? I mean, a phlebotomist.
Is it the anesthesia? Because I know that is serious. You need to be on your game. You are rolling the dice with a life every time you put somebody under.
I don't think one thing you said has been properly pronounced.
Phlebotomist is just doing blood stuff.
A front bottomist.
A lobotomist?
Yeah. No, phlebotomist.
I'm an amateur front bottomist.
Also, at number 5, the orthodontist.
Mm-hmm.
4, the dentist. Mm-hmm. I want to be a dentist. 3, the physician assistant.
Uh-huh.
I think these are the top 10 jobs in the medical field.
No, that's where they say that's where you want to go.
Are any of these jobs not in the medical field?
Number 2, the statistician.
Oh, okay. For medical stats?
For anything.
That's crap. where's a statistician going to go get? I mean, computers do everything. How's a statistician going to go get a great job?
You can get a job on game night at the Maverick game. You can be one of those.
Are you talking about people that analyze sabermetric data and they say, okay, this is what we're seeing with these trends?
Who's the person that makes the stats? Like now we tell a stats are a thing on our phone, on TV, a graphic real quick. Who's the one person
that enters it
sitting there and chalking up the hustle board?
Well, what happens is, like for instance, Phoenix is in town tonight, right? Uh-huh. So one of the players' dads has to go over and score the book.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
One works the clock, one scores the book. I believe that's how it works.
Big ASA game tonight down there at the AAC.
Meeting used to cover Ranger games in the press box, and the beat writers would be like fighting with each other, and they'd be fighting with the official scorekeeper guy. Over whether it was an E4 or if it was a hit.
That's what killed the newspaper business.
And they're having arguments about
that crap.
And the guy's going, "Hey, I'm gonna rewatch the replay on commercial, and then I'll make the official ruling. But for now, it's E4."
Mm-hmm.
And then Evan's like, "It's not. It's an infield hit." You know, God, it's like that guy though is in charge of that stat. Like, there's been stories of the baseball player who gets mad about a hit being called an error, and it hurts his average, so he goes up into the press box and fights the guy.
Doesn't sound like the number two job to me, Ben.
Yeah, job sucks.
Number one, the software developer. And now, I took a class my final year of college called Media Ethics, and the guy told me, this is 2009, 2010, and he goes, "Guys, look, whatever you want to do, you're probably here because you want to go be on TV, or you want to go make movies, or whatever." He goes, "Guys, learn how to code right now."
Yeah.
He goes, "Start coding."
Yep.
Learn how to code, you'll be a billionaire.
I threatened my son as a kid, and I got this from our buddy Farentello. But I was just like, "Man, if you're just going to be sitting on video games, guess where you're going to camp next summer? You're going to coding camp, homie. You're not just going to sit here and stare at these graphics. You're going to learn how to make them."
Yeah.
Because you better learn something.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.